gauging the impact of a gas pipeline explosion. For Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison, in for David Brancaccio. A worker is dead and six more injured after a gas pipeline exploded last night in Alabama. The blast means that a major energy supply channel is shut down, and it comes amid concerns and controversy about pipelines across the country. Marketplace's Sabri Benesher is following the story. Sabri, how did this happen?
Well, a maintenance crew was working on the pipeline when a track hoe, which is a big ditch digger type machine, struck the gasoline line and ignited it. This is what the pipeline company Colonial is saying. It set off a 32-acre wildfire before it was contained. Crews had to build an 8-foot-tall dirt dam to hold all the burning fuel.
This happened in Alabama, but the impact is national. Explain just how important this pipeline is and what it carries.
Yeah, this system, it's called the Colonial Pipeline System. It moves gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel from Texas to the East Coast. It supplies a third of all the gasoline consumed on the East Coast, about 1 million barrels per day. So you can imagine that shutting down supply like this would affect prices, and it has. Gas futures for December are up 10% this morning. The Southeast U.S. is particularly impacted by this because there are not any major oil refineries in that region that could take over some of the supply.
And there's been trouble before for this pipeline. Give us the background.
Yeah, this is the second time in a little more than a month that Colonial has had to shut down their pipeline. There's a massive leak in September that actually led to some of the work being done in this incident that caused the explosion.
So how long do they think this is going to take to fix it this time?
Well, last time it took 12 days to get gasoline flowing again after that huge leak. This looks a tad more serious, but we don't have any estimates as yet.
Okay. Marketplace's Sabri Benesher. Thanks. And let's take a quick check at what's going on in the markets. In the UK, shares are up 0.3%. In Germany, stocks are up 0.2%. Sony today reporting earnings cut nearly in half, dragged down by a strong yen and earthquake damage to a key factory. And Asian markets closed mixed. With only a week to Election Day, one of the most intense battles between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump is happening in Florida. Polls show a tight race for the state's sought-after electoral votes. It is a diverse, complicated place that's changing rapidly. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is there to look at how each campaign is fighting it out on the ground.
A 60-car get-out-the-vote salsa caravan snakes through a Puerto Rican neighborhood in Orlando, where boosting Latino turnout is key to Hillary Clinton's campaign. Lily Eskelson Garcia is president of the National Education Association. At the rally, she appealed to minority and women voters.
We are seeing people show up at Get Out the Vote events and talking to their own friends and neighbors like we have never seen.
And by most measures, Clinton's Florida ground game significantly outpaces Trump's. She and her allies have more money, field offices, paid staff. Trump voters are also vocal, staging frequent street corner events.
Go Trump! Go Trump! Go Trump!
There's certainly enthusiasm among rank-and-file Republicans for Donald Trump.
But, adds Daniel Smith at the University of Florida, the Trump campaign is mostly relying on the Republican National Committee and allied conservative groups to get out its vote. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The tough presidential campaign is increasingly making us miserable at the office. A new study shows a dramatic uptick in election-related workplace tension. The Society for Human Resource Management reports that since the last survey on the topic in May, the percentage of workplaces reporting higher tension has doubled. Now a majority of companies say it's worse than past elections. Let's talk about what's going on with Evren Essen, author of the report. Evren, great to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Mark.
So tension is high in the workplace, but what does that mean politically? How are these disagreements playing out in the workplace?
Well, we asked about political volatility, and what we defined that was is conflict and hostility and frustration. And so as employees are talking, there's sort of a sense of despair and exasperation about the candidates and what's going on. And so that's making its way into the workplace as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about policy and the management perspective on this, because managers want the business to run smoothly, but we also live in a democracy and we want people to be able to participate and share their views in a respectful way. So how do companies strike that balance?
It is a difficult balance to strike at times. About two-thirds of companies do not have a policy specifically relating to politics in the workplace. However, talking to employees maybe at the beginning of the election cycle or even during it to remind everyone to be civil, that's the most important thing. Every workplace tends to focus on professionalism and respect for each other. And that should also be the case with this particular topic.
Now, everybody's counting the days to the election is over, but the reality is the tension will last beyond the election after the votes are counted. What's it going to be like on November 9th and into 2017?
Well, I think you're right. It is definitely going to continue and be more prolonged than probably we've seen in the past. However, I think with employees, they will over time adjust to the result. And we all have differences. Those are always there. Part of what's heightened it is the media, the social media, the candidates. But over time, I think that employees will reset and get back to their regular outlooks.
That's something we can hope for. Everin Essen, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Our early rising producers are Justin Ho, Katie Long, and Daniel Shin. Our engineer this week is Jake Gorski, and I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.